This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Sarah Plymate, who is the chair, if you will, of the North Shore Task Force on Anti-Semitism. And Sarah, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You know, Sarah, we're going to get into, you know, I think some of the most important topics that we've talked about on our website, to be honest with you, in a long time. Big topics, big issues. First up, though, tell me about your organization. You know, how long has it been around, and tell us about the work of the task force.
Sure. Yeah. So we are the North Shore Anti-Semitism Task Force. We started back in January, and we're basically a group of educators, parents, and community organizers who came together because of our concern for dramatically rising anti-Semitism that we really began to see after October 7th, you know, that horrific event that happened in Israel. And our mission is to empower and educate North Shore teens to identify, confront, and combat anti-Semitism when faced with anti-Israel, anti-Zionist, and Jew hatred in their schools, communities, and online social networks. And then we hope that by aligning teens, we're really dedicated to countering anti-Semitism and catalyzing impactful change, as well as this rise in bigotry and hate of all kinds.
Now, recently there was that event held at the Jewish Community Center of the North Shore. A number of different organizations participated in it. You were there. Tell us about that. That was an event for kids, right, to do exactly what you were just talking about, educate them.
Yeah, so the event was called Standing Strong, Empowering Teens to Recognize and Respond to Anti-Semitism. And it was what we did is we had this really amazing nationally recognized organization called Tribe Talk come in and do a presentation. It was both for teens, and then their parents were kind of flies on the wall, if you will, able to observe what their children were learning, as well as there were community members there. Let's see. There were people from CJP. There were some rabbis there. Paul Tucker, who was the DA, was there. And so Tribe Talk, I can start with them. So they're dedicated to helping teens and college students feel confident and competent and recognizing and responding to anti-Semitism. And they really do this through empowering students through education, which is done in a really dynamic way. And it was done both by teaching them the history of anti-Semitism, what is currently happening right now in Israel, and then also what's happening on campuses throughout the United States. And then it also helps them navigate any challenge that they may face and ultimately to feel confident in their identities and whether they're Jewish or whether they're an ally, which is who we need, especially during this time, in their high school years, college years, and beyond. Yeah, very meaningful.
And the article, by the way, we'll try to link to that, but it was in the Daily Item in Monday's paper by Rochelle Malad, and so it's on that event that you were just discussing and followed up with the additional information. You know, I got to ask you, I mean, the issues that you're dealing with, we're going to digress a little bit here and there, bounce around a bit, but tell me, what has been the impact on the North Shore? How could you describe the impact on the North Shore, how it's different since October 7th? What is your take, or what in the take of others, if you will?
Yeah, so it really varies on where you are in the North Shore, I'd even say that. For example, like in Swampscott, I think we're very lucky. The superintendent came out right after October 7th and had a very strong statement that she sent out to everyone, probably the strongest in the state, as well as the principal, we've spoken with the principal of the high school, and he's been very responsive. And my own personal students, like my kids' teachers, have also been very supportive as well. I know that that's different for different communities that are in the North Shore. I know they haven't had as much positive feedback. We've also had such a positive and strong response from our police in Swampscott, so I think that's incredible as well. I know that other people have the big problem, I would say, has been, and I don't know if you've been following up, but what's happened with actually the Massachusetts Teachers Association, the MTA, which is the union of a lot of the towns and cities.
Yeah, there are a couple of teachers unions, right, and that's one of the big ones for sure. Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, so they have been they've had a lot of problems. So after October 7th, they actually came out with a statement that didn't recognize October 7th and just began with by using derogatory terms such as, you know, we hear the word genocide, we hear the word occupation, and apartheid against people in Gaza. And they just came out with that as if the war started after, you know, on October 10th or something like that. And so that was very troubling. And since then, they've really marginalized their teachers who are Jewish and who are also allies of Jews or who don't really want to get involved with this. They're a teachers union. They're supposed to be supporting their teachers and ultimately supporting the students, and they're supposed to be supporting all students. And so that's not what seems to be happening. They had an event in March where it was an anti-Semitic and anti-Zionist webinar, and it was led by UMass Boston faculty, and it was sponsored by the MTA. And so that really then, on a statewide level, it was quite scary in terms of all of the propaganda that it began to spread about what's going on. And really, this isn't about, you know, what's going on in Israel. This should really be about how to support a safe learning environment for all students in Massachusetts. So that's what I've seen and what I've witnessed.
Wow, that's pretty powerful stuff. And I understand it's emotional and it's chilling is what it is, to be quite honest with you. And the thing is too, Sarah, I mean, one school where it's had some national attention, a lot of national attention, is Columbia University, where last week a Jewish faculty member told students to go home because they're not safe there. And now today they're occupying buildings and trashing the place. And it's one thing. I mean, they're not calling for peace, these demonstrators. And it's picking up a life of its own, kind of. And whether, I'm sure there are a lot of paid participants doing all this work, but, you know, as I was mentioning to you the other day, I can't believe that we're in a world today where this is not just shut down. I mean, that when I grew up, you know, 2 years ago, we did not tolerate anti-Semitism or racism. And now we are supposed to, and now students can't feel safe in the schools or walking the streets in their communities?
Right. No, what's happening on university campuses is alarming. And it's happening, it's happening in Columbia, but it's also happening in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. There are encampments in Northeastern, Harvard, MIT, BU, Emerson's been getting a lot of publicity recently with their encampments as well. And I think that, yes, there's something that's very organized that's going on, as well as it's a time where we see that, like, these 18 to, I mean, they're still kids. Their brains are still developing. They're 18 to 22-year-old students who are somewhat lost and don't know about, they don't know about what's going on. They don't even know what 10-7 means. And they don't know what they're saying. They don't realize that when they say things like from the river to the sea actually means that we should, that they should kill everyone that's in Israel. It's from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean. So that's all of Israel. So that's, they don't realize that when they say Intifada, that that is a very violent time in which many Israelis and Jews were killed in Israel. They don't realize that what they're saying and the weight that it holds. And now we're seeing really, unfortunately, progressing to violent levels.
Yeah, I, you know, and I can excuse youth at some level at some point, but not our leaders, not our school leaders. You know, that's to me, it's inexcusable not to shut it down and call it out for what it is.
Right. Yeah, and it's hard. You know, I'm going to say this as a parent of kids who are, I've a pre-K, I have a middle school student, almost to be high school student, and then I'm going to have a senior next year in high school. And, well, a year ago when I was thinking about college, my thoughts were filled with curiosity, and I was wondering, how would my kids engage with campus life? Would they join Greek organizations? What other things would they participate in? And how would they explore their identities? And who would they become through these experiences? But now, as a parent, especially as a Jewish parent, I have to say that as all parents, my concerns have really shifted. And I'm concerned with the safety of my child as they go on to the next step, as they enter college. So I don't even see how learning can happen if there's no safety for all students on all campuses.
No, absolutely. Within the Jewish community, what is the conversation like? I mean, I think it's a conversation that, I mean, we're in uncharted ground here, as far as I'm, you know, for our adult lives. You know what I mean? It just seems like it's not a good situation.
Yeah, I think parents are very concerned, and I'm really proud of a lot of parents. You know, they say we have to be strong in who we are, and we have to allow our kids to do what they need to do, and they're going to have to really have a lot of grit and become strong in who they are and have resilience and also know when to pull back, know when they need to get help, know where they can turn. Like on college campuses, there's Hillel, there's Chabad. It should be campus security, but we're kind of seeing that they're not actually responding to a lot of what's going on. But there are places they can turn if they need to turn to police officers. When do they need to call 911? And it's unfortunate that this is the reality, that we're going to have to send our kids who are going to be young adults into.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah. And you, clearly there are those big events that we're seeing in the news, that we've seen in the news for the past couple of weeks, the encampments, if you will, the campouts, and so on, the protests, the violence. But I also think there's all this subtle other undercurrents that if I'm a college student, that you would be hearing in the hallways or in the classroom. And that's so dangerous as well, if that in fact is happening. And I got to assume that it might be.
Yeah. Yes. We're seeing a lot of professors join in.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous as well. It should be equality for all students. I shouldn't have a concern that my student's going to be treated, that my child's going to be treated differently because they're Jewish. And now also my kids have worked so hard. And now they're, a year ago, the world was their oyster. And any place that they wanted to go, I wanted them to be able to have those opportunities. And now it's very, I'll tell you, like, as a parent, it's their choices are being narrowed and narrowed and narrowed based on what we're seeing happen and how we're seeing, it's not just the students, but it's how we're seeing universities respond. If they're not protecting their students, I don't want my student, I don't want my kids there.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, and in the day, not that long ago, you know, the goal was all students should be safe at their schools. All students, no matter what, and whatever, if a student did not feel safe, that should be addressed, and so on. You know, this is again, it, and I just wanted to amplify that because I'm sure you're totally in agreement with all of that as well.
Right, I am, and it's bizarre how it changed from, you know, protecting all students, no matter what their race is, no matter what their religion is, no matter what their identity, their sexual identity is, it was protecting everyone until now. Now we see this attack on a particular group of students, on Jewish students. So,
all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah, what are there other events planned in the area and other organizations that might try to join in and support, if you want to call it? I think you use the term allies, which is very appropriate. What else are you hearing? I mean, it seems to me this is something that, I feel that the response, needs to be a little bit stronger, and maybe, and I'm sure it will be at some point. I really hope it would be. But what are you hearing, and what is next as far as any events?
It seems like things have been happening very swiftly. So I don't, as the North Shore Anti-Semitism Task Force, this was actually our first major event. So we are now going to be planning more events. And we are really focused on education because we really think that's kind of the key to our way out of it. Really a positive impact that we can have. I would say, in terms of becoming an ally, the ADL is a fantastic resource. And then locally, the Center for Jewish Philanthropies, CJP, is also a fantastic resource. And they've held rallies. They just held a rally also on Sunday with over 1,000 attendees in Boston to support all of the students and and then also, they also had speakers who talked about what's happening on their own campuses in Boston. I think really is in terms of being an ally, familiarizing themselves with the IHRA's definition of anti-Semitism, which has been adapted by the State Department, is really important. And then calling out anti-Semitism when you see it. Again, like the ADL has a hotline for that. Stand With Us is another organization that can help you out with that. And then when there's a chance, like, join the Jewish community. We are completely welcoming of everyone. We all want to be in this together. We don't want to, like, we need to sort of transcend this. We don't want to be other anyone, or quote-unquote, I say other anyone else. We want to be inclusive. And the more allies that we can have, the stronger we'll be. And I have to also tell you, we can't do this on our own. We're only 2% of the U.S. population as Jews. So we definitely need the help of as many people as possible.
You know, I was online earlier today, Sarah, and I think I Googled, I was just, one, you know, this story came up about the rise in anti-Semitism was up like 42%. This story was from 2022, though, I believe. So, I mean, this is not overnight kind of a thing, but something that's been going on. And what is your, and finally, I guess maybe not finally, but I mean, is that, does that sound accurate to you?
It's actually up. I think closer to 400% after October 7th.
There you go. Yeah.
Yep, 400%. So, yeah.
Well,
so it's definitely scary.
Yeah, no, and back 2 years ago, it was up 42%. Now it's up 400%. So obviously, October 7th, a trigger for sure for some of this. But yet it also seems like the seeds were planted here within some organizations here. Sarah, anything else you want to share with us? You know, it's kind of a closing comment on any of this or something I might not have asked you about or something you want to kind of reemphasize, if you will.
I think that we also need to shed light on, especially for teens, that there are so many students and who are still having like meaningful college lives and who are still really enjoying their time at universities despite what we're seeing happening. And so I think it's important to address. And then I also think that they need to know that they can also have a very meaningful, happy, and fulfilling lives. I think that the media can be a very scary place. So I do want to also shine light on positive things that are happening. And hopefully, you know, through education and through coming together, that will also make us a stronger community on the North Shore, and hopefully that will go out into the world. So that's what I would say.
All right. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us and sharing these thoughts and emotions. I think it obviously at times as well. It's well put, and we wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we can stay in touch here, and again keep up the work, and I hope, you know, more somehow or other that this message begets to spread out a little bit around the North Shore. And again, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you for this opportunity.
Sarah Plymate with us here on MSO NewSports.com.